Rachel is on the far left, and David is to her right. They probably lie at normal depths, below table markers put up by a son, common memorials of the day built to look like tombs.
The first church was a log building in the cemetery's northwest corner, built on land donated in 1768, according to a graveyard guidebook. Caldwell preached there until a wood-frame building seating 1,000 was built in the southwest corner toward the end of the war. The current sanctuary is on the site of the 1827 third building. No one knows when the first burials occurred. Since many church members were in the Patriot Militia, though, a number of Revolution veterans are here.
After the war, Caldwell also served in the Hillsborough Convention to consider the new U.S. Constitution in 1788. He turned down an offer to be the first president of the University of North Carolina, but received the university's first honorary degrees. He is credited with preaching a sermon at the post-Revolution courthouse in Greensboro that convinced Guilford County men to volunteer for the War of 1812. He continued preaching in the churches until age 95 and died at 99 in their second home, likely marked by the rock outline at the historic park. Rachel largely disappears from the historical record except as assisting David with the college and raising their 9 children, 3 of whom may have had mental illnesses. At least 3 others died as infants. Rachel died at 81, less than a year after David.